Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 55 of the Afro Excursioner podcast. I am your host, Lionel Harris. On this episode, I am taking you guys over to the Tipsy Taco Cantina, located at 704 New Loudoun Road over here in Latham. Now, according to their write-up, they're calling this place the newest addition to the Tipsy Dynasty. I've yet to go to their other Tipsy locations, but they have a Tipsy Moose Tap and Tavern over here in Latham somewhere. And then they just have the Tipsy Moose Tavern over off of New Scotland in Albany. Haven't been to those other two locations, so maybe that's in the works down the road. Anyway, we figured this is new. We'll go check it out. We do like Mexican food. Remember the episode I did on El Loco? A little bit different dynamic for this episode, but still, again, the whole thing of tacos and all that good stuff. I'm not going to go too deep on the history for this one because I did a lot of history on that episode. If I had a critique, it would be the parking. Didn't like the way the parking was set up because it's right there again on 704 New Loudoun Road, close by to, I'm trying to give you some landmarks. It's close by to Bella Napoli, not too far from there. There's that Scottish place where they sell the kilts and all that stuff on the same side of the street over there, but it's a little bit further down. It's called Tipsy Taco Cantina. Food-wise, actually, I can't complain about the food. I also can't really complain about the space too much, especially for the night that we went. They did have a bar area. The bar area was pretty packed. A lot of people over in there. No seats over there. You could sit, but it would have been on, what do you call those? The tabletops, the high ones. You got to sit tabletop high. And then they had the bar. But where we sat in more like the dining room, the lower tables. Again, not too bad. The service was quick. The woman that served us, she was cool. You know, she was nice. I ordered a Modelo Especial. And my wife, Annette, she ordered the Josh Chardonnay. So that's what we started out with for drinks. And of course, you know, they bring you water. I can honestly say they had very edible music. You know how I talk about going somewhere and having the music be really good that makes you want to hang around and stay longer. Definitely had really good music going on. Had some good edible music. And I would say demographically, the crowd was more on the side of a younger crowd, but younger meaning probably 30s and up. Yeah, I'd say definitely the 30s and up crowd. Diverse crowd on top of that. The server, like I said, she was quick. Food was good. Came out hot. They gave you these, like a wooden plank board. And we ordered the special. The special that day was you can get three different tacos of different types. And the kind I ordered was a carne asada taco. That's, you know, the beef. Then I ordered a pollo asado chicken. And then I did a Thai fish. Those were my three particular tacos. I know Annette had ordered the pollo asado, the Thai fish, and then she went and did also the Nashville hot chicken taco. And again, I would have to honestly say food was very good, came out very hot, quick, not too quick where it was, you know, you could just barely get your drink in and here comes the food already. It wasn't that quick because they also brought out the complimentary nachos and some dip. So we were, you know, messing around with that stuff and then our food came out. But overall, how would I rate it? Would I go back again? I would definitely go back again. I know I've read some reviews that some people have gone and they weren't too crazy about it. And maybe because, again, they were so brand new and they were working out the kinks. I don't have any negatives, outstanding negatives for the place for the day that we went. Other than the parking lot, again, I wasn't crazy about that. Thankfully, it wasn't raining or snowing. That would have been a little bit of a tricky walk from that parking lot to the front of the restaurant. But other than that, I would give it a passing grade. I would definitely go back again. Tipsy Taco Cantina. Remember, I don't get anything from these guys. So when I give you guys a restaurant review, I'm just giving it to you from the standpoint of just my honest opinion on something that we've tried. When is when? When are you guys going to do something? I say it every time. I'll continue to say it. It's my trademark at this point in time with the show. Try something new, try something different, go somewhere new, whatever. Just get out your comfort zone and try it. 518-407-5110. Reach out to me. Let me know your thoughts. And as always, thank you.